You're listening to the Texas Standard.
Going to be an interesting election year. In the run-up to the state's primary, we're trying to help listeners understand who does what in Texas politics, which brings us to a common question. Why is it that the lieutenant governor is often said to be the most powerful political figure in Texas? The number two, for real? KUT Austin's Ben Philpott went looking for some answers.
When I moved to Austin in 2002, one of the first things I did to acclimate myself to all things Texas was visit the Bob Bullock Texas State History Museum. I remember standing up on the second floor, staring at the statue of the man whose name was chiseled on the side of the museum. Then I started to read his history on the plaque at the base of the statue to see, you know, just how long he'd been governor or U.S. senator. That's when I discovered he had only been lieutenant governor.
Lieutenant governor is basically the vice president of the United States. The only thing he has to do is preside over the Texas Senate, and I guess he really doesn't even have to do that if he doesn't want to, but all the lieutenant governors have.
That's UT law professor Hugh Brady. He, of course, correctly notes that Bob Bullock was no ordinary lieutenant governor. Bullock could move mountains out of that office, but Brady says his ability to do so doesn't come from any constitutional powers.
Not at all. It's derived from powers that basically either the senators themselves or the legislature has given the lieutenant governor.
So the office can have as much power as a lieutenant governor can squeeze out of the state Senate. Now, before we get into exactly what those powers can be, let's take a quick trip back in time to find out how the office became the most powerful position in Texas politics. The cultivation of the lieutenant governor's powers actually began back in 1973 when Bill Hobby won the office and stayed for nearly 20 years.
So when Bill Hobby came here, even though he didn't have a lot of direct experience, his family had been involved in Texas politics for so long that he had a lot of advice going in early on and knew where to go.
Hobby left the office strong, which gave Bob Bullock all the momentum he needed to make it even stronger by using his trademark style of demanding and, shall we say, enticing people into doing what he wanted.
Bullock had been involved in state government for 30 years and, as far as I know, kept a file on everybody he ever shook hands with, so he certainly knew where the bodies were buried.
Brady says between Hobby and Bullock, that nearly 30-year run left the office with all the powers it needed to be the lead office in the Texas legislature. So now, on to what those powers are and why they're considered so important. First up, the lieutenant governor gets to be governor if the governor dies, and even if the governor just leaves the state for a few days. The Texas Constitution says you can't be the governor of Texas when you're not physically in the state. So that's nice, but Sherry Greenberg says that's not where the power of the office lies. Greenberg is a former state house member and now lecturer at the LBJ School for Public Affairs.
The lieutenant governor appoints all the committee chairs of the committees in the Senate, determines where the bills are going to be sent and to what committees and the timing. And so this is extremely powerful.
So maybe that doesn't really appear so powerful at first glance. But remember, every bill has to come through a Senate committee before reaching the Senate floor for a vote. Getting passed on the Senate floor is tough enough, but it's impossible if your bill never comes out of committee, which makes the lieutenant governor's power to pick where to send a bill very important. Again, Hugh Brady.
Well, he can always send it over here, you know, to state affairs where he stacked it with his friends instead of over to, say, Health and Human Services, where maybe he doesn't have as many friends.
The lieutenant governor also has power over a bill even if it makes it out of a committee. They decide when a bill can come up for a vote and when to recognize a senator for any floor action. So, lots of power. But power that Sherry Greenberg says, since it's not dictated by the Texas Constitution or even state law, can be taken away.
If the members were to choose to make them less powerful, they could do so.
All the lieutenant governor's powers derive from the rules passed by the Senate at the beginning of each legislative session. So each session starts with a decision by senators. How strong do we want our leader to be?
I think a lot of people think that if I have the title, I have the power, and that's not the way it works in this system.
But hey, play their cards right, and they could get a museum named after them. In Austin, I'm Ben Philpott for the Texas Standard.